This is an Untouchable Music Group presentation.
I make you scream hallelujah, 'cause my prize is heaven sent. Don't be mad at me, blame it on God, that's the way he made it. Rage and resident with no hesitance, with a few of my goons fully charged, stomping hard like some elephants. Intelligent, elegant, I remain relevant. Why you irrelevant? Yo, your rhymes might sell a bit, but mine's to take your bitch, huh, and have it in the post office mailing out some bricks. Then we hit the strip and dump a few zips, and then I take it to the villa and give it some real nigga dick. Ooh, I politic on the morale, I'm international, you domesticated, I chase Franks in your eyes. I still get money off the block, 'cause every time I drop it's a classic and the G saying nah. The code, this is the moniker that's given to me, so I'm hell bow down and pray tribute to a G. 'Cause I am. You got to pardon me, excuse me, I ain't never been a nice guy. I was born with a chip on my shoulders and it's worse now that I'm older. I'm still nice with my shoulders, but I'm a little bit more wiser, and more smarter, and much colder. 'Cause you don't wanna see the beast come out, 'cause beef with me is my goons parked in front of your house. Right on sheets red from the office head, and the bad shit can kinda get messy in the process, sending a message. I'm sipping Patron while you living in fear, afraid of your own shadow, 'cause I got killers everywhere. Look at me, I call all the shots. I'm Don Hutchison like Sonny and Michael Corleone. I'm in control of this rap shit once again, and all you busters and freeloaders, it's time to kick in. The coldest is the moniker that's given to me, so I'll hell bow down and pay tribute to a G.
The Black Godfather.
See, some label me one of the greats, some label me a non-factor until I put them in their place. I take it all into account and aim my heat at all. You haters, your opinion don't count. So Facebook, IG, tweet this. I'm more than a factor, but a duck when the missile launch at ya. I pay dues when the price was super high. The higher the risk, the greater the reward, the sweeter the pie. My reps immaculate, no flaws or conflict, like knockoffs of blood diamonds. I'm a part of the elite, in a group of a chosen few. Sitting here to say what the fuck I want to. Most you niggas, it's off like Dr. Cotton. I'm a good fella, crush you and roast you like marshmallows. So don't ever try to test a G. Better yet, you better bow down and follow me, 'cause I am.
Who knows? If I say if I played a guitar back then, and I've been playing all them years to now, I would be way better. Right. You know what I mean? But if I made hits back then that everybody loved, and I try to make them like way, you know, make a hit 20 years later, they still gonna be like the stuff 20 years ago. You know what I mean? It's like when you go to a, like me, myself, like if I hear like Earth, Wind, and Fire do some new music, I don't want to hear the new music. You know what I mean? Like you want to hear the hits that they put out back in the day that you grew up listening to, same way. But you know, I guess, and I'm sure to them, they feel like we better now, but you know, people don't get over that.
Right. Now, that being said, throughout your career too, you had a lot of prominent solo releases. So one thing that Easy did and that Ruthless did and that you obviously were a part of was the whole EP phenomenon.
Right.
So why did you guys do EPs and why with the Kiss My Black Ass was that the first thing that you did was an EP?
The reason I did an EP first was because it would be quicker than doing a whole album. And I was like, man, I don't feel like, you know, because back then it seemed like it took forever to do albums. And I was like, man, I want to hurry up and put something out right now. So that's what I did. Quick EP. Just get it in and get it out.
And then what made that something that Easy was so into?
I have no idea, man. Probably the same reason I wanted to put mine out. You know what I mean? Just because it's fast, it's less time. You know what I mean? Less time, less money. And just put it out quick.
Mm-hmm. And then you also were the one that, even though there were always you know, there have been people leaving, with whether it's Arabian Prince or Cube or Dre,
right,
stay with Easy like for the longest period of time and everything,
right,
but you also had more of a relationship with him before the music,
right?
So why did you stay longer than everybody else?
I mean, because I stayed longer, man, because I felt like it was the best place for me to do my music, you know what I mean? And I didn't want to go nowhere else because I didn't want to have to build no new relationships with no labels and them trying to tell me what I can and can't do. But with Eric, it was like, do what you want to do. You know what I mean? And I just always had the idea in my head, like, everything would get better, like, the whole situation. You know what I mean? Like, the money, everything, like, it'll get better. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I stayed.
And did you feel the same way after he passed? Because obviously you stayed on Ruthless after he had died. So
right,
is that the same philosophy you carried over there?
I mean, yeah, I stayed. You know, they offered me more money. And yeah, I stayed on, you know.
Okay. And then another thing that I always thought, getting to know you over years, that I thought was interesting in getting to know, you know, Cube and Dre and to a lesser degree Yella. Like, how did you guys really resolve, like, going from being friends, being together all the time, working together, to really dissing each other really hard, and then coming back and working together and being friends? Because those were obviously very personal,
right,
heated exchanges.
Right.
How did you guys move past that?
I mean, yeah, that's crazy. But when we got back together, it's like, really, we didn't even talk about it.
Really?
Yeah. It wasn't like we was in a room like, man, you said this, and nah, but you said that. It was like, we just didn't talk about it. It's just nobody talked about it. It was like, yo, let's get back together and do this. And when we got back together, it was just like, we just went there and did it. Nobody brought up the past. Okay. You know, it's like a family argument with everybody throwing stuff, fighting, and then the next day, it's like we all going out to kick it or something. Nobody mentioned it the day before. So that's how it went down. We just never really, you know, tripped off of it.
And was there...
Time to listen, I'll explain how it goes. Living high against the life, I'm the one who knows. And rolls with cholos, ballhead fools. S-C-L-A, if you slip, you lose. Don't slip like a trick, puto pack your shit. In case any bitch enemigas wanna trip. If they snap, fuck that, gotta bust a cap. It's been like this, it's gotta stay like that. We got gangbang skill, know when to kill. Don't act like a punk bitch, gotta stay real. Make them feel our heat, then their blood ski. My clica malditos, it's a 2-1 streak. We defeat who we compete in this category of taking motherfuckers out for territory. South Central is all I see. Represent the soul, Simone 213. Look through my eyes, what do I see? Los Angeles, the biggest city. You wanna try? So come and trip. Then you can see how life ain't shit. Living high life with the gangster twist. Enemies on my mind, so I made a list. The putos, we gotta get. That ain't about shit. No jammers, that's it. Just straps the spit. To hit a lick, we begin. That's the way it's been. At least in the mind of this Mexican. Who can and will make your caps peel. As long as this motherfucker could carry his steel. Packing, strapping. Fully loaded clips for whoever slips. We'll get up in their mix. They're wise, despised, they run like bitches. Pero no hay pedos, they're punk ass snitches. See, we handle who we must, not the ones that trust. Always creep enemies' hood with plans to bust and dust. Meet a few so they could know who can do premeditated murder, fool. Look through my eyes, what do I see? Los Angeles, the biggest city. You wanna try? So come and drink. Then you can see our life ain't shit. Look through my eyes, what do I see? Los Angeles, the biggest city. You wanna try? So come and drink. then you can see how life's been shit. Gang bang for my hood, putting work to do some good. Him to ask me why, fussing cause I could. On the block, it don't stop, it never will. All I see benches, locals on the kill, staying real. Yeah, same old shit, just different day. Plotting on the next, Puto's head has got a neck. Don't regret to check, it's a fuck respect. All I know, my pinchy homies are down for their shit. Whenever, whatever, more motherfuckers the better. Making all you pinchy coolers, buying love and memory sweaters. Yeah, might catch the blues, fucking with some truths. I keep out of the brown side, represents the Zulu. Yeah, strap on here, never fucking slip. Un pinchy pandillero, who dip if you trip. Shit. Tú sabes, son no te claves, o nos desmadramos en las pinches calles. Look through my eyes, what do I see? Los Angeles, the big ass city. You wanna try, so come and trip, then you can see how life ain't shit. The brown side to you is what we bring. Mexican pandillero, this is where I come in. See, it's been a freedom ride to this point here, but the shit I say gotta sound real clear. This here's for my homies who couldn't see this day. Risky Woody, Looney, and Paz Descansa. I said respect when it's due for the ones who stay true, cause sooner or later we'll be there with them too. And for my homies upstate, I feel your hate, cause you just can't wait for your fucking release date. See more, something to feel, not in it for the thrill. Me and my pinche raza always gotta keep it real. Sur 213, settle for nothing less. All I know is you know, S.A. fuck the rest. That's right, you heard it, they give you life, you serve it. Talk away in your court for a fucking guilty verdict. Look through my eyes, what do I see? Los Angeles, the big ass city. You wanna try, so come and drink, then you can see how life ain't shit. Look through my eyes, what do I see? Los Angeles, the big ass city. You wanna try, so come and drink, then you can see how life ain't shit. Hell yeah, this is for the homies who ain't with us no more, for the ones locked up, and all the pinchy pandilleros on the street. Yeah. Look through my eyes, what do I see? Yeah. Look through my eyes, what do I see?
C'était Brownside, Look Through My Eyes. Et donc sur le premier album, East Side Drama. Juste avant, on a écouté un bout d'interview de MC Ren par Soren Baker sur son site Unique Access, et enfin sa chaîne YouTube entre autres. Et encore avant, on a écouté Coldway 87 Homme, Black Godfather. Et on poursuit avec un extrait d'un album de MC Ren sorti en 2022. Je crois que c'est uniquement numérique. L'album, enfin je crois que c'est un 8 titres, s'appelle Osiris, et on va écouter le morceau Keep It Gangsta.
Let's give it up for the real ones. Yeah. Easy E, uh-huh. Dr. Dre,
right.
Ice Cube.
Hey, yo, yellow boy. Hey, Ren. Hey, look, check this out. These motherfuckers got me feeling like Roy Jones Jr., man. Y'all must have forgot.
But
one thing's for sure, though.
I keep it gangsta, y'all. My nigga Ren.
I like hardcore lyrics, I like stuff that's pumping from the street. Stuff that tells what's going on, I don't really like too much stupid lyrics.
I keep the gangsta, y'all.
I buzz in the booth like John Wilkes Booth. Had that mic leaking, that's the motherfucking truth. Get on the mic and lose my mind like Kanye. While y'all niggas trying to floss in the Hyundai. You wore Tracy Morgan first Sunday. First Monday, I'm lifting off the runway. They thought they had us, but homie, my razz cast status. Go blast past when I'm on that mic apparatus. Me and my nigga chill. Bumpy in the Ville. In that blue Seville. CPT until. Y'all niggas know the MO. Won't listen to your demo. Throw that shit out of a digital window. And keep it moving. Pub City G's.
bitch, please. Now get off your knees. So long, Mel. Have a good trip. This that East Side Compton. Till a nigga slip, don't trip. You know what? You know what?
I don't give a fuck. I keep a gangsta, y'all.
They fucking with us?
Fuck that.
Nigga, the villain was gone, but y'all wanted me back. Looking for me like some crack on the carpet. Nigga, when grown people talking, don't start it. Pick up your shit and get out of my vision. Villain be back with the daily precision. Keep your mouth closed. Stay up in your lane. Skinny black. What the fuck happened to you, man? This shit propane. This shit can blow. This shit cocaine. Bitch, take it slow. I come from the hub. CPT. Nigga, BDP. Peace to KRS, peace to CM-Dub. This that shit you playin' a low rider, fuck a club. Throw up your dubs like Westside Connect. These niggas be talking shit like they want their chin checked. Wear my gold jacket, nigga Hall of Fame. You niggas all the same, don't nobody know your name. Know your name.
So look, give me $5, homie. Right, check this out. Look, so, you know, Pops, you know what I'm saying? He had me going to this school. Pops, just try to get a nigga killed, man. So I had a little doing buddy, little Volkswagen, you know what I'm saying, with the swivel seats. You know what I'm saying? Pops, he give me a two-shot Dillinger. You know what I'm saying? A two-shot Dillinger. He said, nigga, you can't go to that school, nigga. Them niggas gonna kill you, nigga. You know what I'm saying? He said, take this two-shot Dillinger and keep that shit gangster.
Two-shot, brought it on. Come on, everybody get ready to rock.
Yo, Ren, you ready to go get this money?
Leave that, boy.
You strapped?
Yeah, you know it.
Let's go do this shit, man. I got it all planned out.
Yeah, shoot any motherfucker that move.
This is a stick-up. Everybody get face down. Ren gag their mouth so they can't make a sound. Time up for the fact that I'm kicking ass. I got my hand on my gas, and I'm tempted to blast. My name is Easy, but I go the hard way out. This ain't personal, but now I'm about to commit a crime and go through it. You know what? No need for shaking, because I'm used to it. Check out the security guard with a slap of my hand. Yeah, he's wearing a badge, but he's an old-ass man. Pop his ass in the head and take his gun, so me and the punk could go one-on-one. Cover the lens on the TV screen. You know, so me and my gang just can't be seen. Lock the doors and throw away the key. Close the blinds so no motherfuckers can see. And smile, you know, because I'm control of the shit. And no sucker-ass nigga's gonna stop the hit. Wardrobes and loafs and a roofless shirt. That means I'm ready to work and rush the food to the dirt. So,
nobody move, nobody get burnt. Nobody move, nobody get burnt. Nobody move, nobody get burnt. Nobody move, nobody get burnt.
Alright, anybody move, I'll blow your fucking head off.
Alright, empty your pockets, but do it slow. Take everything you got and lay it on the fucking floor. Don't make me have to set an example today and blow one of you crazy motherfuckers away. I'm in a bank, and it's a little bit funny. Taking all you stupid motherfuckers' money. Peeping out a bitch, cause my dick's on hard. Laughing at the dumbass security guard who's tied up for the moment, not saying a word. I should've knew it before, the motherfucker's a nerd. But back to the bitch that I'm peeping. And then I tied the hole so I could start creeping. Took her to the back room about to jack. Cold trailed the bitch with a gun in the back. I said, lay down and I'm butting your bra. There was the biggest titties that a nigga ever saw. I said, damn. Then the air got thinner. Only thought my mind was going up in her. The suspense was making me sick. She took her panties down and the bitch had a dick. I said, damn, dropped the gap in my hands.
What I thought was a bitch was nothing but shoot.
Stacking up the money and it's more to collect. Cause I don't give a fuck, I take traveler's checks. Yo, Ren, peep out the window and tell me what you see.
Three motherfucking police staring at me. What to do now?
Hurry up and get armed, alright, tell me. Who is the motherfucking alarm? I'ma give you a chance and count to three. Or else five of y'all bitches are coming with me.
Alright, alright, come on out, niggas. We're coming in. This is the only chance to turn yourself in.
Fuck you, we got hostages and plenty of loot. And don't give a damn and not afraid to shoot. We're sending out the hostages all except five. And if you don't meet our demands, they won't say I'm lying. We want a copter so we can get away clean and take some pussy along. If you know what I mean, one hostage got brave and got off the floor. But I smoked his ass before he got to the door.
You a stupid motherfucker trying to run. Now you're dead as fuck trying to raise a gun.
Alright, that's the last chance to get off your ass. Or else the tear gas is about to blast.
I ran through the back and ran followed behind to a hell of a spot that was hard to find. The bank was fucked up, the shit was smoking. The screaming hostages running and choking. Getting away, but I was suddenly stopped at point blank range by a motherfucking cop. And I hope they don't think that a lesson was taught. Cause a nigga like the E was finally caught. My gas wouldn't fire, the shit wouldn't work. So, yo, y'all know what time it is.
Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Nobody move, nobody get hurt.
Well, I'm giving you 5 seconds to let us through the gate or I'm gonna shoot two of your guards.
Easy E, Nobody Move. Et on enchaîne avec Doc Pound, DJ Cook et Snoop Dogg, un morceau qui s'appelle Ride, qui date de 2024, s'il vous plaît.
With that flavor, MCB on the mix.
When we ride, we creep. Bang this shit in your cheek. Nigga, when we slide, you'll see. Can't do people like me. When we ride, we creep. Bang this shit in your cheek. Nigga, when we slide, you'll see. Can't do people like me.
When we ride, you know. When you see it, get the pop in that Joe. That's when you die. We're slow. When the shit drop right on four. We come sleeping at his mama house. That's how it is, motherfucker. When the drama's out, retaliating, come and say we nothing but guns. To let you and your niggas know that I ain't the one. Gorilla black and slap them and click them and clack them. Body tap them and rap them. You niggas ain't active. Long Beach, the city, your crib, can't just the criminals. When he cross path, nigga, this is what I do to you. 22-3, sit your low, blow half your back out. Stand over you bitch ass niggas with my dad out. Tell them shells, y'all know where we dwell. East side, motherfuckers, send them all to hell.
When we ride, we creep. Bang this shit in your cheek. Nigga, when we slide, you'll see. Can't do people like me. When we ride, we creep. Bang this shit in your cheek. Nigga, when we slide, you'll see. Can't do people like me.
See, I ride, I creep. I put your bitch ass to sleep. Squad, nigga, DP, DP, GCG, what the fuck you wanna do, nigga, get him up, we gon' have to beat this nigga up, show him not to fuck with these DPG, Amazons and natives, and set an example, trample, stomp, and cave. This is what it is, nothing but DPG for shares. I'm listening to this nigga talking all that damn, the nigga so loud I can't help but hear, so I just walked on over and said, shut the fuck up and told this bitch to come here. Cause this is how we do it in the DPG. Crack a bitch and keep it rolling and keep it 100 up in the streets. See, we ride,
we creep. Bang this shit in your cheek. Nigga, when we slide, you'll see. Can't do better like me. When we ride, we creep. Bang this shit in your cheek. Nigga, when we slide, you'll see. Can't do better like me.
I was at the park one day. That's when I saw her face. She was kinda catty to me. Had some nigga hanging on. that Buster home, and now she riding with me.
I'm flapping bones in front of my home, chopping game on the phone, smoking the zone, big six, big five, three switching bitches, my girl's in the kitchen, and she hooking up some fish, and I'm blasting at this nigga that was tripping, oh, knucklehead, nigga, thought I was flipping, but I wasn't slipping, I was on deck, I blast his ass, peck, peck, now we jerk wet, dead, gone, like, ass, with no remorse, I had to take him out, I'm laughing at the chick cause it was funny, fucking with the dog, I take your life and your money, and then I dip to my spot, and said, up shop with your rock, motherfucker, nigga. And nobody gon' speak on the 87, cause still, all dogs go to heaven.
We're all a little strong in the beach where the paper's long. But as for me, I only genius when I'm busting rides. When we ride, we creep. Bang this shit, yo, G. Nigga, when we slide, you'll see. Can't do nothing like me. When we ride, we creep. Bang this shit, yo, G.
Now AMG set her eyes on the index to her soul, but when I look at her face, all I see is her hoe. We sex playing with the Hennessy and she in the mood. While y'all see her as a broad dude, I see her as food. Take her back up to the bar to get her cigarette lit. I told her I'll be fine with her like it ain't. She told me I'm a fan, mother, forget about it. Her know the scam, and now she belly dancing to that Indian jam. So hell, I'ma let her get a little more buzz till she start to get the spurn and forget what she was. Take her purse out to her buddy car and back to the bar for another round of drinks with a platinum star. I'm getting conceited a little bit. The game on me, I've been humble since my first hit. But back to baby, I'ma rub her on her belly, make her scoot down the couch, look her right up in her eyes and take some food out of her mouth.
She ride, we creep. Bang this shit, yo, G. Nigga, when we slide, you see. Can't do nothing like me. When we ride, we creep. Bang this shit, yo, G. Nigga, when we slide, you see. Can't do nothing like me.
Apparemment, ce morceau date de 2006 et il y avait juste le Dog Pound et Snoop et on a ajouté DJ Quick à la fin. Mais voilà, très bon morceau, donc Ride, on va dire une bonne production qui rappelle un peu DJ Quick, mais apparemment c'est peut-être pas lui qui a produit. Voilà, donc Dog Pound, Ride, et on poursuit avec nous Bone Thugs and Harmony sur le premier album, donc E1999 Eternal. On écoute le morceau Land of the Earthless.
Don't niggas don't want to start shit. Buck to the bang. Sending bullets to the brain, nigga. Yeah.
A nigga that always at my city with me. Now who was the nigga that put in the plastic? Nigga that thought he could die. That nigga slip, that nigga's plastic. I'm a man from that land, never end. I stand with gun in hand. If you come a little bit closer, I can turn you into sand. Now follow me narrow, stroll down to Cleveland. We're chugging, we're thieving. We pullin' and dipping, the blood is seeping. Got niggas in Atlas, for niggas in badges. We say bang. Hey, if you think I make lit, say clear right shit. Now fuck with pumping, cause they been fucking, dumping and bloody body. Me never knew one nigga fuck with the tongue. We coming to shoot if you pass it. My niggas are coming up off the wood. And once I die, that's from coming up in my hood. Killer, get pep like back me gun. That's one day done. Cleveland is where we from. Hearts to cut down. And khaki with jackets, salt off. There's really no place to run. Niggas get pushed just with my clickers. Even the bitches carry guns. I text and khaki with jackets, salt off. There's really no place to run. Niggas get pushed just with my clickers. Even the bitches carry guns.
So if I hit the same thing, fillin' with a pistol, but I ain't have no gun. Come with original thugs to shoot. And they're flippin' it with me tongue. Nigga, Cleveland is the city where we come from. And they show them hoes up out of the club. They thugs don't run from no. Fuckin' with one more one and done. Yeah, definitely got me back. And I'm throwin' up sexy to the nigga with or without my gas. Forever be ready to pull out and murder to these 99 style. Hold me, put him in mind, I'm murderin' you. Followin' all of me, murder is true. Nigga, they claim to bang bang. When it comes to slang things, they don't. They know they cannot fuck me. One of them shooters fuck me, but they hoes. The thug, I be busy, better let him be or they'll see. Nigga hangin', swangin' out of the midst of this is me.
I text and khaki with jackets, salt off, there's really no place to run. Niggas get pushed just with my clickers, even the bitches carry guns. I text and khaki with jackets, salt off, there's really no place to run. Niggas get pushed just with my clickers, even the bitches carry guns.
Living in the land of the heartless, with a salt off, pump shootin' cracks. Hand on my strap, bro, nigga, they jack, run it up on the ball, you mini me back. Pep soldier thugs be pumpin' these slugs, defendin' they dress when they roll up. Niggas be creepin' them slow, heavy pack with the gats and try to pull the hold up. But nigga, not hold on, wanna test the bone.
the gauge is shown. And his mind is blown, looking down the barrel of this mossberg chrome to the dumb bone. Play back, me gave to the rage, come and take these syrups. Double glide, my pistol be popping and bucking out shots whenever the trouble knocks. Then I hit him and clean up, get lit up for whatever your soul will burn. And I blow your shit up, get him on the get up, these niggas must learn. Yearning the urge, really, that's so niggas can't take these. Wanna climb G's, wanna move keys, like taking a loss on my green leaves, please. East 99, crime fights mine, stuckin' on this road to healing. Prison walls, testing balls, full of calls, gotta get that ceiling. Feeling, kicking the mud, rolling up deep with my thugs, ripping apart shit. So nigga don't start shit, cause we're killing the land of the heart.
High sticks and khakis with jackets, all dope, there's really no place to run. Niggas get pissed just with my clickers, even the pictures carry guns. High sticks and khakis with jackets, all dope, there's really no place to run. Niggas get pissed just with my clickers, even the pictures carry guns. High sticks and khakis with jackets, all dope, there's really no place to run. Niggas get pissed just with my clickers, even the pictures carry guns. High sticks and khakis with jackets, all dope, there's really no place to run. Niggas get pissed just with my clickers, even the bitches carry guns. High sticks and khakis with jackets, all dope, there's really no place to run. Niggas get pissed just with my clickers, even the bitches carry guns. High sticks and khakis with jackets, all dope, there's really no place to run. Niggas get pissed just with my clickers, even the bitches carry guns.
Gangsta 5, back on the block.
Straight up, straight up. D-A-Z, K-U-R-U-B-T, doing it like usual.
Sugar free. Man, she looking for somebody that'll pay her rent and grab her hair and hit her from the back and call her a bitch. Oh, nice ass nigga gets no respect, but I'll slap her in a minute, break her goddamn neck. Ain't gon' never change, huh? Showing the fucking out. I'm a proper prostitute because the game don't stop. I better see her brighter day though. What? And if she disrespect the temp, she gets fucked up. She used to hula hoop till it went. Now she whip it on the trick so we can stack them chips. Trying to argue with a pimp bitch to see what I do. I'm in the black of fingernails, what you heard was true. I'm trying to pimp till I just can't pimp no more. And it's stepping to a pimp to go and get him some more. Cause niggas dress funny, act funny, walk funny, talk funny, never realizing that she only wants your money down the pole.
Up. They wanna fuck when I try to smoke a nigga weed up. It ain't shit to flip a double up. And I love when I'm coming up. I got a thing for these suckers when they're running up. Telling all y'all fools, y'all ain't one of us.
Nigga, get a glimpse of a fat plus back. Moving through the hood with all the OGs to help me get paid, homie. We a unit, doing it how gangsta do it. Run through it and stampede the block like bitch. You on the wrong side to be serving your shit. Yeah. Jack nigga, dad. They pull up the kingpin back on the smash with heaters to reclaim the air.
You got the wrong idea, don't you? She got to telling me her life story. And it's all a sudden, man, after slapping that bitch, she respects my game. She ran away when she was little because she learned to hoe. And got smart, she don't give it up for free no more. You take a real square bitch and get the dirt in her eye. She tired of y'all niggas running off with the mouth. She wanna go punch, not the same shit. Y'all tricks speak a real funny language. Act funny when a bitch come around, you luck. But you can have her for a minute if you're paying her right. Don't get mad, nigga, this ain't for you. You a trick and you a stick, the bitch to love you. Man, I got some bones in my body that you wish you had. And when she talking that shit, you never beat her ass.
For days gone by, gangstified, giving it up, just living my life. It's hard to survive without grab my 9 and plump 555, 45, mini Mac 11, gunshots non-stop, the funk pop, then pop the baby glocks.
Homie, you riding up,
me and the homies are the first to bust, and y'all cowards dying trying to be like us.
With three mouths to feed, this the life elite. I guess I die in the life of greed. Motherfuckers round here die and bleed. Possess joints, nigga, or I have to keep. I remember when I came up, niggas ranged up. Some crypt up, some niggas flamed up. Cross your name, I'll strike my name up.
Quick to throw the gang up.
But yeah. I guess I'm blessed with the gift of rap, or I bless you with the gift of crap. Like that, white and black, music in the jack. Homeboy, do anything for the scrap.
Mark up your hood like this, anybody killer. DPGC, fuck y'all niggas. Deep inside, we feel like fuck y'all hood. Hell no, bitch, nigga, it ain't all to the good.
We can't stop, get me by the top. Off the battlefield, niggas and dimes on everything. Homeboy, now I'm down for mine. Until we get it, we be out here on the ground. We can't stop, get me by the top.
Yeah, homie, you gotta get your hustle on. Don't let these bitch niggas move you off the block. The gangsters is here forever. Yeah, yeah. That nigga Daz, corrupt the kingpin. Daz Dillinger.
corrupt young god. 99 millennium 2000, like fuck a bitch. Put it in the catalogs, homie. Classics.
Donc là, c'est Sugar Free et le Doc Pound. Le morceau, c'est Pay Me. Ça date de 2024, c'est récent. Alors, certains disent dans les commentaires que les textes de Sugar Free sont plutôt vieux, mais voilà. Retour du Doc Pound, donc. Et on poursuit, nous, avec NWA, le morceau Real Niggas.
Every motherfucker always asks us, how did NWA get started? We don't know how they got started. Fuck that question. You know what I'm saying? It's the same bullshit over and over. How do we get started? How do we first meet?
Prisoner, like a hostage, yo. You should have covered your motherfucking head like an ostrich. Deep in the dirt, cause you was a sucker. And your ass up high so I can kick the motherfucker. Don't try to hang your best avoid. Cause my foot'll be so far up your ass, you'll get hemorrhoids. Before you try to fuck with Ren, I'll put two in your ass and you'll be shitting size 10.
First come, first serve. Whoever's got the nerve, step up and get what you deserve. From the word of a motherfucking hip-hop maniac, brainiac. So what you ought to do is step the fuck back. Now how the fuck you think the rap would last? With your ass saying shit that is said in the past. Yo, be original, your shit is sloppy. Get off your dick, your motherfucking carbon copy.
Falling deep in the drums for many of styles is one of the reasons a nigga ran 100 miles. Cheating and outbeating the crowd, I kept seating. But weak motherfuckers biting off and they kept eating. Styles that kept full of bull, cause the focus were local at nightclubs. And not getting paid in full, and got the nerve to cuss. Only reason niggas picking your record is cause they thought it was up.
Yo, giving what I gotta give, doing what I gotta do. You don't care for me, so who gives a fuck about you? You can't harm me, alarm me, cause we're the generals in this fucking hip-hop army. The niggas with attitudes, if you didn't know, we blow, flow, and didn't move slow from the get-go. Yo, titles to take it. Yo, fuck this shit, yell a kick the break in. Break in.
It's the real fact.
You are now.
You can run, but you can't hide. You know I'ma find you. Cause a nigga like Rand's only two steps behind you. Don't look back because you're shaking and all scared. A nigga in black can be your scariest nightmare. So sleep with the lights on. Forget that the mic's on. Don't step on the motherfucking stage without nights on. Go see a psycho and then you just might go. Mentally fucked up when I let the right blow.
All these niggas with the jibber jabber. But couldn't kill a fly with a motherfucking sledgehammer. Gangsters in black are out there. Out there. But only because, yo, it's the shit that we wear. On my motherfucking dick. But I'ma love it when you drop like a motherfucking brick. So, yo, step off, go to bed. Cause if you're misled, you get a motherfucking bullet in your forehead.
Black, the good, the bad, the ugly, see? A little streetwise nigga, you know me. Rollin' with some real niggas, plan for keeps. But you motherfuckers know who run the streets. With that hardcore hip-hop rap shit. Rap shit.
Now how much harder can another nigga get?
Tryna be like us, sound like us, dress like us.
Ashes to ashes and dust to dust.
So nigga, please. Since you own the dick, why don't you drop to your knees? Cause I'm a motherfucker that's out to kill. Eazy-E, a nigga that's real.
Real, real niggas. Straight off the streets of Compton. Quick to get in your shit without a second thought. And if your ass gets smoked, it's my bullet you caught. So if you're talking shit about the niggas in black, bow down to the kings and raider hats.
They played out, that's what niggas was chanting. One nigga left and they said we ain't happening. People had thought we was finishing and done with. But if you think about it, yo, we really ain't done shit yet. So cover your ears and wipe your tears. And quit sniffing all over my dick for new ideas. And when the new record comes, don't come like a fucking bum. Act with my fucking money to buy you a fucking crumb. You're all the dicks of four niggas, not one. And when it comes to dicks, you don't even have one. So brace yourself to make sure you don't get fucked up. Cause if I let you slide, it's just cause you're locked up. Don't come in my face again because I'm a floor ya. And if you're a bitch, I'ma fucking ignore ya. Because my attitude's a little bigger. Cause MC Ren is one of the real niggas.
Lost in a motherfucking world of madness, sadness. But Dre is just a nigga that's glad it's sucker motherfuckers like you making whack jam. Whack jam. Because it only shows you how dope I am. Never try to ignore us. When I'm expressing, stand still like you're full of rigor mortis. Cause I'm a real nigga, but I guess you're bigger. You can break me, take me, but watch me pull the trigger. Dre is just a nigga with heart, a nigga that's smart. A nigga that's paid to stay when others are scared to play. We started out with too much cargo, so I'm glad we got rid of Benedict Arnold. Yo, NWA, criticize for what we say. But I'ma do the shit anyway, cause I'm the motherfucking doctor, never faking. Yo, yell, I kick the motherfucking break in.
Real thing.
You are now.
Real, real, real,
nigga.
taking over shit in all of the 1990s. Dr. Dre, DJ Yella, Eazy-E, and I am MC Ren, yo, and WA taking over this motherfucker, y'all.
That's what we
now, today's topic comes from a question that somebody left in my comment section below pertaining to an old school rapper's comments about a pioneering West Coast hip hop group. They wanted to know what I thought about the group. I thought about it for a while, and then I thought to myself, I got a funny story about this group. Let me tell it to my people. So today's story is going to go under the category of epic fails, when hip-hop goes wrong. Now, this particular story takes place in the summer of 1989, and it was between myself and my older brother, Chris, best known as the rapper KRS-One. Now, I've mentioned in several videos in the past that me and my brother are always arguing about hip-hop. We've been arguing about hip-hop since before hip-hop was even on record. And the argument usually revolves around, I like a particular song or group, and he thinks it's whack. Or he likes a particular song or group, and I think it's whack. So one day, in late August of 1989, I came by my brother's house. I was still in school at the time, living in the dorms. I came by my brother's house to pick up a mixtape. Now, people out there may or may not know, KRS-One is also a DJ. As a matter of fact, he has scratched on probably 80 to 85% of all of the BDP KRS-One songs that's ever come out. So in the summer of 1989, I stopped by Chris's house to get me one of these mixtapes that he used to make. He used to rap on these tapes, freestyle, he used to give shout-outs, cut up records. These tapes were dope. I wish I still had some, but unfortunately, I don't. Now, Chris had just come back off of tour when I met up with him. So I asked him, how was the tour? He said, yo, we just came back from Kansas City, Missouri, and there was a group out there that actually went on after BDP, which was kind of rare. And he said, I never heard of this group. He said, we went up there, we did the show, we killed the show, we rocked it, everybody sung all the songs. Then he said, afterwards, as we was leaving the stage, this other group was coming on, who I never heard of. He said, all the girls ran to the front. Chris said, when this group came out, they started cursing more than any rap group had ever cursed before. They were cursing at the girls, and the girls were screaming. He said he couldn't believe it. He said they killed it. So when Chris got back home, he had to investigate and find out who this group was. He said the name of the group was NWA. Now keep in mind, y'all, NWA had released their debut album, Straight Outta Compton, almost a year earlier. But this album had not made its way to New York yet, so they were not hot in New York City. I never heard of them, and my brother never heard of them. So anyway, he goes out and he buys the NWA album, and he starts listening to it. So he tells me, yo, I got some of their songs on this mixtape. So immediately I'm like, you got some group named NWA on your mixtapes? I don't know. So then he was like, yo, I was doing some investigating, and the leader of the group is a guy named Eazy-E. Now, Eazy-E I heard of. He had a song called We Want Eazy.
Ready?
Eazy!
We want Eazy!
Who'd y'all come to see?
Eazy! Tell them who you came, tell them who you came, tell them who you came to see.
We want
put your hands together.
Oh, yeah.
Put your hands, put
sound. That Easy is throwing down. With some help from Rand and Dre, making a way with dope styles. Yo, Easy, what you gotta say?
A miracle of modern creation. Easy E's on the set, hyped up with the bass and a little bit of what you love. From a brother who's smooth like a criminal. I mean subliminal, otherwise known as a villain. Because I'm ruthless, when I spot a sucker, I kill him. The most I think, no, not to deal with me. Yo, it's obvious, tell him who you came to see. Everybody, come on! A little louder, say it! Come on, say it, say it, say it! Come on, everybody, come on! Who's your pop to see? A little louder, come on, say it! Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on! Hey, yo, yellow boy, take it for free!
Strike it, I took it and I hyped it. And now that it's done, I know you please. Ask how the E just does it with ease. Just imagine the crowd screaming, a girl dreaming, just to get a picture of me and my B-O-Y-Z from the H-O-O-D and W-A down with me. Strong and I'm raging, turn the page in. See, I'm not a son of a gun, I'm a gauging. Nothing can avoid this shot, cause it's hitting. It's so cool when you touch it where I'm hitting. I'm coming off, raw into your speaker, making the suckers on the street feel weaker. But most I think know not to deal with me. Yo, it's obvious, tell them who you came to see.
Everybody, come on! Get those hands back in the air! Come on, say it, say it, say it! Come on, everybody, come on! I can't hear you! A little louder, come on, say it! Come on, say it, say it, say it! Hey, yo, yellow boy, you know what time it is.
What's up?
Why you wear your pants like that?
I wear my pants like this for easy access, baby. Yeah, that's right.
And the doctor together, yo, we can run by ourselves, but we're together whenever our funky track is included. It's getting better, not worse, especially when Easy's here to kick another verse.
Off, never, I'm just too clever, so in fact that no one can sever. A blow from a maniac and yo, I make it clear. So a register is all I hear. Money overturned, then I jet to make another hit for you to go and get. Record store so loud because you love it. Another example of how Easy does it.
Who y'all want?
Suckers can never sever. Sit for a second and check what jockeys are praising. Pure dope. Figure it out like
like amazing. Come to grips with the fact that Eazy-E ain't no lightweight. Nervous, never. You could get broke if you break. So if you're smart, take me from the start. The boys in the hood are always hard. Time for a show. The stage I hit and it's legit. Cause the crowd be like tripping and girls be having a fit. It's like a riot. Someone said I'm at the high. Everybody wants to scream and I try to get them quiet to continue. Nevertheless, they're on a mission to petition and be in company with my permission. Exceptional. Speaking of the E and Eazy-E, I gotta hear it. Tell them who you came to see.
Eazy! We want Eazy!
Which was playing all the time on the video shows. I actually liked the song. He had a part in the video where he jumped through the bars of a jail and landed on stage and started rapping. I used to like that part. I thought it was funny, but I didn't take Eazy-E seriously as an MC. I just thought it was like a novelty record. Actually, I saw Eazy-E perform at the Apollo in New York City a few months earlier. And as you guys may or may not know, the Apollo Theater in New York City is the hardest place in the world to perform. They actually encourage booing. Eazy-E performed at the Apollo, y'all, and let me just say, it did not go well. Eazy-E didn't even get to finish the song. So now Chris is telling me that this group led by Eazy-E, who he saw in Kansas City, is on this mixtape. So needless to say, y'all, I was very skeptical. So I said, yo, you got the album? Let me see the album cover. So Chris goes, gets the album cover, and he shows it to me. And immediately, there was a problem. These guys had Jerry curls. I was like, yo, Chris, they got Jerry curls, man. I ain't listening to no group and no dudes rapping that got no Jerry curls. You crazy. He was like, yo, don't look at the Jerry curls. Listen to the lyrics. Now, keep in mind, y'all, this is the same guy who said on the Criminal Minded song, keep my hair like this. Got no time for Jerry curls. Attracting only women. Got no time for little girls. This same guy is telling me, don't look at the Jerry curls. Listen to the lyrics. So I'm like, oh, boy. So he goes, just take the tape, go home and listen to the tape and tell me what you think. So I took the tape, left his crib, went back to the dorms, popped it in my box and started listening. As I'm listening to the tape, songs are coming on one after the other. The tape is rocking. And then all of a sudden, this very aggressive beat comes on that I didn't recognize. And all of a sudden, this rapper comes on with one of the greatest opening introduction lines in the history of hip hop. Now in the comment section below, I want you guys, if you can, to tell me what you think is some of the greatest opening lines of all time. I think, I came through the door, I said it before, is one of the great opening lines from Rakim. But this guy on this song says, straight out of Compton, crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube from the gang called Niggas with Attitudes. I'm like, who is this? Ice Cube from a gang? What is this? So I'm continuing to listen to the song, and this dude Ice Cube was rough and he killed it. Then the next MC jumps on, MC Ren, and he killed it. So by this time, I'm like, oh, okay, I see what Chris was talking about. But then, y'all, the last MC gets on, it was Eazy-E. And he didn't sound anything like the guy who said, we want Eazy. Nah, he was on there cursing and talking mad reckless on the record. By the time the song ends, I was like, okay, I like this group N.W.A. But wait, there were two more songs off the album on this mixtape. A little later on, a song comes on called Gangsta Gangsta with a sample from BDP that says, it's not about a salary, it's all about reality. Once again, this guy Ice Cube kills the record, and it was mad hard talking about the streets of LA. And once again, this guy Eazy-E comes on in the end talking mad reckless. So now I'm like, okay, NWA is for real. But then, y'all, the third song comes on called F the Police, which is one of the most important songs in hip-hop history. The Police. By the time that song ended, I was an NWA fan. About a week later, y'all, I had to go back to Chris's house. I walked through the door, and he had this funny smirk on his face. And he goes, "Did you listen to the tape?" I'm like, "Yeah, I listened to the tape." He goes, "What did you think of NWA? I'm like, "Yo, NWA was dope." He was like, "I told you." So, based on the fact that I argued him down about not wanting to listen to NWA, and then went home and listened to it and became an NWA fan, I'm going to have to say, for me, this was an... Right after that, he goes, "Yo, I did some more research, and there's another guy in the group that's dope too." So now I'm like, wait a minute, this group NWA has another guy that's dope? And Chris is co-signing this guy? He doesn't like anybody. So I'm like, okay, who is he? Chris goes, "Have you ever heard of the DOC? I'm like, "Yeah, I heard of the DOC. He had a video out with a song called Funky, Funky, Funky." Chris cuts me off. "No, no, 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 not that." So I'm like, "What are you talking about there?" He goes, "Have you ever heard the Diggy Diggy Doc?" I'm like, "The Diggy Diggy Doc? What's that?" He's like, "Come in the music room." In Chris's crib, he had one room designated for music. He had about 1,000 records in there, some pre-production equipment, turntables, a microphone. That's where he wrote a lot of his songs and did a lot of his production. And he had these two big 15-inch speakers sitting right there by your face. He pulls out the DOC album and he puts on a song called The DOC and the Doctor. If you guys are familiar with the song, it starts out a cappella. "Yo, Dre, let's kick it on the one, Black, and we don't stop." So I'm listening to it. It sounds hype. The dude sounds aggressive. And then it goes, "And I'm the Diggy Diggy Doc, y'all." And when that beat dropped, I felt like my head got blown off of my shoulders. I was like, "Oh my God, this is crazy." Once again, my older brother Chris is going, "I told you." Then he goes, "There's another song on here." And he plays me The Formula. By this point, y'all, I was a complete NWA fan. I felt like getting on a plane and flying out to LA and just posting up hoping I could see one of them. I was all in. Needless to say, I went and listened to the whole NWA album. I listened to the whole DOC album. I listened to the whole Eazy-E album. And I started saying to myself, who is this guy, Dr. Dre? He produced Eazy-E and NWA and DOC? This guy is crazy on the beats. A little while later, y'all, I started getting into DJing, and at the same time, NWA released a 12-inch single called Express Yourself. And on this 12-inch single was a solo Ice Cube record called A Bitch Is A Bitch. Once again, this dude Ice Cube killed the record, and me and Chris used to play that record all the time. Fast forward to 1990, and we find out that Ice Cube has left NWA and is going solo. Ice Cube drops the album America's Most Wanted, which in my opinion doesn't get mentioned enough in the great albums of all time. Later on, we found out that Ice Cube was doing a show at the Apollo, and me and KRS-One were front row and watched Ice Cube tear the Apollo down.
Early in the morning, dressed in black, don't ask why, 'cause I'm down in a suit and tie. They killed the homie that I went to school with. Damn. I tell you, life ain't shit to fool with. Still hear the screams from his mother, why my nigga lay dead in the gutter. Yeah. Shit. And it's getting to my temple. Why is that the only time black folks get to ride in a limo? It makes me so mad I wanna get my sword and have somebody's heart. But no, I pay my respects and I'm through. Hug my crew,
what up,
and maybe shed a tear or two. Then I wanna get blitzed, grab my 40 yards, and then I reminisce about a brother who had to be the one and only. So I dedicate this to my dead homie. Another homie got murdered on a shakedown.
Damn.
Now his mother's at the funeral, having a nervous breakdown. Two shots hitting him in the face when they blast. A framed picture and a closed casket. A single file line about 50 cars long. All driving slow with their lights on. He got a lot of flowers and a big wreath. What good is that when you're 6 feet deep? I look at that shit and gotta think to myself and thank God for my help. 'Cause nobody really ever knows when it's gonna be they family on the front row. So I take everything slow, go with the flow. Shut my motherfucking mouth if I don't know. 'Cause that's what Pops told. But I wish he could've said it to my dead homie. I remember, we painted our names on the wall for fun. Now it's rest in peace after everyone, except me. But I ain't the one in the front. Seems like I'm viewing a body every other month. Plus, I knew him when he was yay big. Pour a beer on the curb before I take a swig. But something ain't right. When it's a tragedy, that's the only time that the family's tight. Loving each other in a caring mood. There's lots of people and lots of food. They say be strong and you're trying. How strong can you be when you see your pops crying? So that's why Ice Cube's dressed up. Because the city is so fucking messed up. And everybody's so phony. Take a little time to think about your dead home.
Ice Cube, Dead Homies.
Keep in mind, this is the very same Apollo that I saw Eazy-E struggling a year earlier. I was also at the Apollo with my man Willie D from BDP when Ice Cube came with the Death Certificate album, when he had cut his hair bald and he popped off his hat and showed everybody in New York City that he didn't have Jerry curls anymore, and the crowd went crazy. I was there for that. I was there the following year when Ice Cube came to the Apollo and did Today Was a Good Day. And he practically didn't even sing the song. He just held the microphone out in New York City, sung the whole record word for word. And I also loved Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg as well. I actually got to see Dr. Dre perform in New York City along with Snoop Dogg and Eminem in 2000. As a matter of fact, I still have the t-shirt from that concert. Eminem on one side, Dr. Dre 2000 on the other side. I still got the shirt, y'all. This shirt is 23 years old. So to answer the question that the guy left in my comment section, I think NWA is an incredible group, super dope. And not only were they incredible as a unit, but they were incredible individually. So I have nothing but love and respect for NWA. And shout out to them for making the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So that's my story, y'all. If you guys like the story, please give me a like and a thumbs up. And if you don't have the book, get the book. My brother's name is Kenny. It's the true origin story of BDP. I have a lot of classic hip-hop stories in there. And until next time.
This is Angela Sanders coming to you live from the scene of yet another murder mystery. It seems that entertainer Snoop Doggy Dogg has been murdered. We have no information at this time.
As I look up at the sky, my mind starts tripping, a tear drops my eye, my body temperature falls. I'm shaking, and they breaking, trying to save the dough. Pumping on my chest and I'm screaming. I stop breathing, damn, I see demons. Dear God, I wonder, can you save me? I can't die, my boo-boo's about to have my baby. I think it's too late for praying. Hold up, her voice spoke to me and it slowly started saying,
bring your lifestyle to me, I'll make it better.
And how long will I live?
Eternal life and forever.
Oh, will I be the G that I was?
I make your life better than you can imagine or even dreamed of. So relax yourself, let me take control. Close your eyes, my son.
My eyes are closed. Up out my coma. I got my mama and my daddy and my homies in my corner. It's gonna take a miracle, ain't safe for me to walk again and talk again. But anyway, I get running some keys to get back on my feet. And everything that nigga said came to reality. Living like a baller low, I'm having money and blowing hella chronic smoke. I bought my mama a Benz, my boo-boo a Jag, and now I'm rolling in the nitrous AL dough race.
Just remember who changed your mind, cause when you start set tripping, that ass is mine.
And then, agree, proceed to smoke weed. Never have a want, never have a need. They say I'm greedy, but I still want more, cause my eyes want a journey some more. Fill it up.
Check it out.
Where was the case that they gave me? Gin and juice, I'm on my way to Chino, rolling on the Great Goose, shackled from head to toe, 25 with the SL, with nowhere to get, so I know them niggas from the other side recognize my face, cause it's the OG, D-O-double-G-L-B-C, man dogging niggas cause I don't care, red jumpsuit with two braids in my hair, niggas stare as I enter the center. They send me to a level 3 yard, that's where I stay late night. I hear two brushes scraping on the floor. Niggas getting they shanks, just in case the war pops off. Cause you can't tell what's next. My little homie baby boo, he took a pencil in his neck. And he probably won't make it to C-22. I'll put that on my mama, I'm gonna ride for you baby boo.
bitch.
Snoop Dogg, Murder Was The Case. Et on poursuit avec Above The Law, VSOP Raw Remix Version, Russell Fulcant 93. Above The Law, une version donc de VSOP avec une intro. Écoutez-moi ça.
Welcome to the tilt that the G's built. This version goes out to all you non-believing, fake funkin', didn't think you was gonna make another record. Joke's on you. This how we burn the motherfucker down. Let's do this. Yeah. Light it up. Stone.
I hit at the plant with the speech, cause it's me, KMG, Mo flexing the sex.
Oh, yes, my brother takes two to take a listen. We got him, well, we got him. We better use your right
hand. So I'ma push, push in the back of the bush, cause it's a wonderful
yeah,
feeling.
Yeah, cause we got the goods for your suckers, and now they douche the whole pot of gumbo, the whole gallon of
juice. So I'ma ease up on them real quick. Watch
me. Well, let's all let the ratio of what we hit them up for, cause when I'm on the dice, I roll a seven coming out. I take the car, your woman, your whole damn house.
So now, I step with the quickness.
Yeah.
I flex my ends to my bends and let God be the witness.
Oh, I'm gonna teach you how to body slam. Let me show you. But step into my wall, I got something dirty for you.
So hold on to my hoodie and don't be scared when we do the bump.
Yeah, it's like bump, 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 bump. That's the sound of my heater when the ill stuff jumps.
I keep it feeling confidential, bulletproof is the question. Got the fist in my hand and I'm already blessed.
So close to the boogie, G, cause I'm B-O-L-T. The beat is kinda humping and I'm tipsy.
Since everything is on the one, it's a natural high. When I get to the hook of the joint, you know why.
Everything is fine when you're rolling with your homies in the middle of doing VSOP. Now the ladies get hot with a whole lot of chronic and they got another VSOP. If you want to fine, free your mind, take a couple of mega shots of VSOP. Now you can get hype and you turn into a G with a little bit of
or not to G, which is the answer. Out of control, the soul, your soul.
Yeah, they're screaming on the big kid, trying to find a quick pick, looking for the real.
The best counterfeit on the real, the funk don't appeal. You think they got tight, but you're really down and out.
So hold on tight as we take you down the runway. How many times I got to tell you why to play?
Oh, and if you didn't know, I had to change my pattern because I rode my ride around the rings and set.
Ooh, yeah, we're kind of like Venus. See, it's been like 89 since the last time you've seen us.
Tell me, my people, did you miss me on the real? Who's never paper champs like Hollywood?
Yeah, visionist. A sucker trying to sky me when I'm hotter than Kuwait or California.
I got the munchies for your love, so come and kick it. But you better come prepared, cause it gets kind of weird.
Yeah, cause you can walk the plank if you're scheming for my bank. Don't claim it like a trick, yo, my name ain't big.
Cause everything is on the one, it's a natural high. When we get to the hook of the blunt, you know why.
Everything's fine when you're rolling with your homies and a little bit with VSOP. When I was at the mall the other day, I saw some honeys and I offered us VSOP. Now the party was popping when the brother bailed in with a gang on VSOP. At the end of the jam, you should all run out and get a gallon of VSOP. VSOP. VSOP.
Oh,
Above the Law, VSOP Remix sur le Monde des News. Alors déjà, annonçons chez Artus Video la sortie de L'Avion de l'Apocalypse, un film de Umberto Lenzi. David Didlow a écrit une partie du livret, je crois, hein, de ce... Alors c'est un combo Blu-ray DVD, pardon. Il faut arrêter de mettre l'anglais là où on n'en a pas besoin. Et est-ce que ça sort quand? Je ne sais pas exactement, mais bon, je pense après septembre. Et il y aura aussi La Montagne du Dieu Cannibale, donc un film de Sergio Martino, avec Ursula Andress. Donc voilà pour les sorties Artus Film à venir. Dismember, le groupe de death metal suédois qui s'est reformé en 2019, travaille sur un nouvel album à faire à suivre. Toujours dans le death metal, on a un nouvel album de Malignancy, donc le groupe de Yonkers. Il me semblait qu'à une époque, ils avaient des membres de Mortician dans les line-up, ou alors certains membres de Malignancy jouaient avec Mortician. En tout cas, l'album sort le 14 juin 2024 et ça s'appelle Discontinued. On vous rappelle que le 14 juin 2024, il y a le festival Artificial Waves, pas Onde Artificielle, c'est la traduction. Ça sera au 37e parallèle et c'est pour les adeptes de métal moderne avec notamment Amorosis, Hierao et 4 ou 5 autres groupes. Pour les adeptes de Berrurier Noir, il y a une interview de François Emasto d'une heure environ par rapport à l'exposition à la Bibliothèque Nationale de France. Et l'interview est faite par une certaine Sophie Victorien qui travaille au CNRS. Donc le titre exact de la vidéo, c'est « Berrurier Noir, portrait d'une jeunesse révoltée et engagée dans les années 80 ». Seven Metal Inches Records annonce un EP de Massacre, Evil Dead Rise et un de Nepophiliac, donc du death metal espagnol, Mil Gritos Tiene la Noche, donc affaire à suivre. Les Staple Singers, on change radicalement de genre, ils annoncent la sortie d'un nouvel album qui s'appelle Searching. Ça avait été enregistré en octobre 2023 dans une église de West Point. Et donc ça sort bientôt. Pour terminer les news, le boss du fanzine BRA, donc Periodical Red Army, va sortir le EP d'un groupe de Sunderland qui s'appelle Zone 57, donc qui fait de la Oi. Enfin, entre Oi et Punk. C'est une démo en fait, hein, une démo 5 titres mise sur vinyle, donc un EP 5 titres. Et le fanzine sortira avec une interview du chanteur qui s'appelle Trev, plus au sommaire The Insiders, Rumbling Firm de la Oi de Bordeaux, The Boys de la Oi de Singapour. Et l'émission Brixton Boogie fera un épisode consacré à la ville de Sunderland, donc tout le groupe punk et hardcore de Sunderland seront, je pense, au sommaire donc, de cet épisode spécial de Brixton Boogie, émission de radio du côté de Bordeaux. Voilà pour les news. Nous allons écouter, pour bientôt terminer, BJ Knockout et Dresta, Life's a Puzzle.
Wonder. Niggas start to wonder why I'm missing all these summers. I ain't seen the streets in like 5 or 6 weeks, cause I'm back on the cell block, looking like I'm shell-shocked. In and out, down south, up north, I'm back, forth and forth. I can't seem to keep my black ass out of dirt, cause I'm steady doing dirt, put in work for the turf. I did a gang of calendars and still ain't learned a damn thing, except how to gang bang, don't slang and shoot gang. And now I think I'm the Mac of the century, since I got this bitch running through the penitentiary. But never knowing she was hoeing in the hood, black. Till the day my homie say, spray that bitch a hood rat. But shoot a package and some nights and I'm alright. Just another piece of the puzzle of my fucked up life.
Living in the world designed by the European. Being a young black male was like having on some gasoline underwear, belling through hell. Cause we have no win and that we can all see. Ask Rodney King, Michael Day, or Mike T. And what about OJ? I think it's a setup. Tupac, you said it first, but my nigga, keep your head up. They don't want to see another black man make it. And everything we get that look nice, they want to take it. So make it 187 on the police. I'm tired of seeing niggas get stressed and fuck with no grease. No peace, no justice. Motherfuck this. 5BG's doing dirt out of Cutlass. The three strikes off, it didn't help the situation. All it did was increase the jail population.
Life in the
my puzzle. I love they ass to death, but the more I look around, it ain't too many of us left. Survival of the fittest and the strong don't survive. I can count more real niggas dead than alive. So niggas stop the talking, let that bullshit keep walking. I'm trying to get mine, so quit wasting my time. And if I had a dime for every time I met a bitch that I thought was the shit, my ass would be rich. But no, I'm broke, and bitches ain't a joke. Nigga, you better check your bitch, talking shit or get that hoe smoke. Bitch, don't even make a nigga start trying to get inside my heart so you can tear my life apart. I already got enough strain on my brain than to be busy worried about some busy ass day. But game, recognize game with the grace. The fool, I thought you knew about the West Side Gangsta.
I know Dre didn't do the motherfucker, but you know what? The shit ain't right unless I'm rapping on this motherfucker.
You got something for it, nigga?
Goddamn right I got something for it. Matter of fact, I got the motherfucker right here in my pocket. Give me a motherfucking beat.
All
right,
let's do this shit.
Better rock and let me hit you with some crazy ass shit. Welcome to the East Bottomless Pit, where I play the motherfucking executioner. Thinking of devious things of a murderer. Yes, the menace of all menaces back in the Guinness Book of Records is looking motherfuckers, you see. Cause there's only one E-A-Z-Y-E. And I'm kicking the chronic on this ATL LP. So one motherfucking, two motherfucking, three. All you punk bitches better respect me as a G. Cause I got the dope side without a motherfucking doubt. And when the shit hits a fan, it's out of my mouth. Kicking the gangster shit, boy, please. And if you got the Bula, then motherfucker blaze. And hit it for the city of Compton. Shots goes out to those who remain foes. Cause I like to be the motherfucking underdog. And if you got beef, leap like a frog. I used to be the quicker picker of a bitch. But it's stick resets and it's time to rip shot. By the way, I gotta earn my dap. And it's always on if a nigga wanna scrap. And you don't stop.
Well, I rap. Yeah, that was cool, E. Yo, we gotta let cocaine get in here and do something, man, before he step on. You know what I'm saying?
At the player's ball, since you come about to ill, you will get blasted. A tisket, a tasket, we dump your body in the basket, array you in the casket. Depending on how you fit, we can go ragamuffin or get into some G shit. What's at the cover? We keep the flavor. Cause when I flow, I when I flow, you catch a vapor. And now we're rolling on twisters, hitting them switches. I'll make a quick stop to collect for my many bitches. After bitches, they do my everything. It's like some sell pussy, some sell coke, some sell weed. What you need, what you want, I can supply. Got the new approved shit, it's guaranteed to get you high. Yo, it's no shame to my game, my name is cocaine. I'm giving bitches in the church, preaching God's work. But not the smartest hypocrite around. So put your money in the basket and pass the motherfucker down. Saying what King James wrote. And I'ma give it all that goes for a motherfucking C-note. Ride my town in an all-black Ferrari. I said hallelujah, oh the Lord gave it to me. Knowing that a nigga is motherfucking wrong. I got the choir singing that sad song. Yeah, that's why my niggas
flicking
niggas.
Black
Mafia, pimp clinic on a level. What your nigga must remain up on the law.
Nigga cotton comes to Harlem, or maybe Brooklyn or the Bronx.
I wasn't way out west when we be breaking our chips.
I paid 13.5 for some weight up in Queens. But you know, the nigga had to run it. Hell, if you know what yeah. I mean. Cause I'm Jack, the motherfucking tripper. And if you slip while I'm tripping, I'ma have to pull a clip and hit a corner by a bird in Miami. Come back consignment for my homeboy Sammy. Now Sammy down in Tampa for himself coming up. A few birds in the street and now his ego was pumped. I pull a heater on a nigga if the shit gets deep. That's all my homie, all my homies. May they rest in peace to all the G's and macaronis from the city of angels, Jack and phonies. Elect me for Kiwi, smoke Buddha for breakfast. White folks and Pintos and niggas get Lexus. Check this, the whole taming, macadamia, much, much gaming, works and the faming. Too much dick for one hoe, sometimes a nigga gotta slang it. So the rich bitches gang banging, the mafia pimps is back funkin' the section, twisting on them twitches with the hump connection. Ain't nothing changed from the time I begin, except a nigga got a little more ends.
Since I'm the last nigga, I'm the sole survivor. I got the illy style for the juice and the low rider. I made that promise to myself that when you hear me kick the gangster shit, it stays on it and make the sucker feel me. As for the bitches, well, I don't have time, cause I'm a young black hustler coming up on the rhyme. So skip to the loo, my baby, mo, bounce to the out. But I don't wanna be the one for the bitch to try to take my bank account. Oh, the hell, they all think I'm a simp, but they all fall in love when they find that I'm a pimp. Cause temptation probably killed some of my homies. Living in the world of backstabbers and phonies. If I was good at the tiger, I would say the world was great. If I was Mike Tyson, I would be in jail for rape, but I'm not. I'm sorry to disappoint you, cause I'm not the average show that can flow. Cause I believe that I'm worth much more. So I kick it like a humble nigga. They wanna be on mine, cause I live much bigger. Why don't you say what you did when you said what you did to me, bitch? Yeah, you're all on my dick trying to gank me and my homies. But you know you never gets none, because if gank is being done, I'll be the motherfucking one from the East Coast, the West Coast. Now tell me who's the best coast, who's the innovators, and who's the perpetrators, who comes first.
Et c'est ainsi qu'on termine cet hommage à Eazy-E avec le morceau Above the Law, Game Recognizes Game, avec Eazy-E Cocaine.
And I'm smoking motherfuckers like Elliot Ness. Yeah, India don't stop.